Great to have a company here on Dwayne's World. Well, the NRL fixture for the rest of the 2020 season has been released today. And as I said before the news, some are happier than others. I'm not sure where the Melbourne Storm sit, but in lightness on that very fact is the General Manager of Football, Frank Panisi. Gee, long time no speak, Frank.
It's been one whole 24 hours, then.
I appreciate you being willing to come back on. Obviously, when we spoke yesterday, I didn't think this would be so forthcoming. Tell us, how have you reacted to the draw? Because, tell you what, the Roosters are unhappy, but we'll get to them a little bit later. You've been categorised with having a danger draw, according to the Daily Telly.
Yes, it's a challenging draw. I don't know about danger, but certainly challenging is the word. I mean, you look at last year's top four teams, and they were standout top fours, and the Roosters, Raiders, Souths, and ourselves, and we all play each other twice. So, you know, starting with the Raiders first game next week, and then we'll go up there and play them, and we host the Roosters and play them away, and the same with South. So that instantly makes it tough. And we've got a couple of five-day turnarounds, so that's also always challenging. But look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. So we're just excited to be playing. So we're not going to worry about it too much.
For those unfamiliar, how different is it from the original draw that was laid out for you at the start of the season?
That's a great question. I haven't even looked at it. I gave up on that draw ages ago, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
Hadn't looked at it at all. But look, we played the Roosters twice, and I think we only played the Raiders once. And Raiders have been as tipped to be the competition favourites this year, and I think that's a fair tag they carry. So we only got them once in the previous draw, and this one we got them twice. So, but it's all different. And I think I said it yesterday. This is an unusual season. You know, we've got some teams playing at home and some not playing at home. It is what it is. And I think every team is going to be disadvantaged at some stage in different things, and some more than others. And, you know, our draw is a challenging one, but at least we get to play at home. So I think that balances it out.
I don't expect you to comment on the Roosters specifically, but Nick Politis, the chairman there, really unhappy about the draw they've been given. He actually said it's not a draw, it's a TV schedule. Just on the fixture itself, is that how you look at it? It's been designed for TV?
Yeah, but we knew that. You know, all along, I think the chairman, Peter Volandis, said that from the outset, that the draw, especially early on, is going to be suited to big blockbusters. Our game has got this unique opportunity in the first 2 weeks anyway, where there's no other sport being played in Australia. So we've got the whole, those 2 weekends to ourselves. So it's important that we have the best possible games for the game. So while some clubs will suffer, like ourselves, having to play some tougher games, it's the best thing for the game. And yeah, we knew that from the start. So again, as I said, it's just, you're probably not going to get too many people sympathising with the Roosters anyway, but it is what it is. And if they don't like it, well, that's bad luck.
Not exactly success-starved, are they, let's be honest?
No.
Just the fact that the NRL already got two games under the belt, I mean, was there a threat? We talked about this yesterday, you know, two referees potentially down to one, it looks like, and the changing fixture and among the other changes. Is there a threat to, I guess, the integrity or the fairness or the equity that you had in the competition with making so many changes given the season's already started?
Oh, there is a bit of that. There's no doubt about it. But again, I think, generally speaking, there's been a great spirit of cooperation in the game during this period. You know, it's a period that hopefully we'll never ever go through again, not just in sport, but in life in general. So I think we've just all got to make allowances for it. And under the circumstances, there's a touch of unfairness in a lot of things. As I said yesterday, some teams don't get the advantage of playing at their normal home ground. Some do. The draw's changed. I think everyone's just, if it was any other year, I think you'd have a fair argument, but I think this year everyone's just got to put the game before anything else.
Yeah, no, well said. And we spoke a bit about this yesterday, the permissible venues that are going to be able to actually hold matches for premiership points, and thankfully for the Storm, Amy Park is one of those. They've only been deemed, I guess, available until mid-July. Is that because there's a general thought that there might be a change in policy by then, and crowds, hopefully, maybe, could be potentially allowed in later in the season?
Yeah, I think that would be the reason. I couldn't think of any other reason. There's a few things they've mentioned in the draw that all games up to round nine, inclusive round nine, the travelling team, that being a different state, will travel the day of the game and return the day of the game, which is obviously very unusual because teams always go the night before a game or in some cases 2 days before a game. So all teams will have to travel the day of the game, which we did in round two. Then after round nine, they'll make an assessment whether teams can stay the night before games and prepare normally. And I think that's what they've done with the venues as well. I think, you know, we understand that we'll be playing to at least July without any crowd, maybe longer, which we accept. But at the end of the day, too, we want the crowds back. So if there's an opportunity from July onwards, and that's probably where everyone will start returning back to their normal home grounds. But maybe the restrictions too might prevent, all the crowd coming in. They might, have them keep social distancing. So they might have to come up with certain stadiums for that as well. So a great uncertainty, great unknown, but we just have to go week to week.
Well, Frank, appreciate you joining us second time in 2 days, but we really wanted to get in touch with you over the draw being announced. Must be great to have some certainty anyway about how the fixture looks. Certainly helps with your planning, and the more sort of details and times and names and dates we get, the more real it feels. So you must be delighted. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, we're very excited, and we're looking forward to next Saturday night and against the Raiders. And as I said yesterday, getting as many people not to the ground, unfortunately, but watching on Fox Sports and cheering us on from their lounge room.
Oh, all eyes will be on the Storm for sure, Frank. Thanks for joining us. Storm in action Saturday night against the Raiders. Going to be magnificent there at Amy Park. Some live sport back in town. Up next, we're going to play What's Open. 1300 736 736. You know the drill by now. If you've got a small or medium-sized business, this is your opportunity to jump on the line, tell the world who you are, where you are, and how you do it. How are you operating in the current climate? Most of all, just give your business a bloody good plug. You can also text us on 0433 98 1116.